Thursday, July 7, Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. Great night for Australian sport if you're just tuning in overnight. Nick Kyrgios is our first men's semi-finalist at the All England Club since 2005, Leighton Hewitt back then. He's also the first unseeded men's semi-finalist now since 2008 after his straight sets win over Chilean Christian Garin, and he'll play Rafael Nadal in the final four. Nadal took 4 hours and 21 minutes to beat Taylor Fritz in five sets, but Nadal's battling what looks a pretty uncomfortable abdominal injury. And Arda Tomjanovic, unfortunately, was beaten, though, by Elena Rybakina of Kazakhstan in three sets. In the Tour de France overnight, Aussie Simon Clark won stage five in a photo finish. So success for the Aussies there on the tour. And we've got a great game in AFL tonight. Geelong and Melbourne, 1v2. And in the NRL, fourth and second, the Sharks up against the Melbourne Storm. Joining us in the studio, the great Steve Blocker Roach.
Gentlemen, I missed you guys. I hope you had a good holiday. I heard you talking a little bit earlier about selfies. People get too close to my melon, my big fat melon. I hate closey. What do they call selfies?
Closeys.
But you know the other thing I hate. When there's no one to take it, and I've got those long arms, and they say you've got the longest arms, you can get it. My melon looks even worse.
You got to go up high.
What do I call it? Oh, that's for the
closey.
Chin, isn't it? Closeys or whatever.
No, you don't want to see up your nose.
Anyway, how are you, Blake?
Mate, I'm good. I've got to take Mido to task. Actually, I want to learn a little bit more.
Here we go.
That's what life's all about, Loz.
It's all about knowledge and it's all about being worldly.
Quite.
And I noticed when you were talking about Nick's opponent, the Chilean.
Yes.
So it's Chilean. Not Chilean.
Chilean, it's Chilean.
It's Chilean.
Well, I believe Chilean.
Chilean.
I'm correct, am I? Will, producer Will, who would be
well, how do you know
over.
He's correct?
He's very worldly.
No, how do you know he's correct?
Because I know that he...
Why can't you just say Chilean?
You can. Say whatever you want.
You can say whatever. Well, in
especially
Australia, we
show.
Just say whatever
Well, you
we
just
want.
Say Chilean, not Chilean.
Yeah, but he wants to say Chilean.
It doesn't sound Aussie enough to me.
I'm guessing you're a dance and France and chance person as
or
well.
Or scone and scone. Mm. Is he?
I'd prefer you to say Chilean.
Okay.
I don't want you to say Chilean. Right.
Chilean.
Okay. Chilean.
I like Chilean. I reckon it sounds classy,
yeah,
Mido.
Just rolls off the tongue nicely.
Yeah, I like it.
You just want to sound flash.
He is flash.
Not this morning, he's not.
What are you talking
about? You know what
about?
He is? He's well-groomed at all times, this bloke, isn't he?
What's been happening, Blocky boy? I've missed you. They told me you brought plenty of energy and... You filled in for the whole show.
And
his multi got up.
Well, that's right.
How'd you go for the 3.5 hours, Block?
I battled. I do. You know, it wasn't so much the 3.5 hours. It was the next 3 days after.
How did you go at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Zombie. I had a nana nap that went for 2 hours.
Oh,
my God. Hey, can we talk about superstitions leading into this Origin decider? Loz, you and I played in 1991.
Yes.
We got beat up there. Was it 91?
I missed 91, though.
Did you?
I missed the final.
I thought you played.
No.
If you had played.
That was Wally's last game.
It was. It was a great series, that one. If Loz plays, we win.
That's what I thought.
That's all right. Yes. I fell in love with myself at a young age and I've stayed loyal ever since.
If I was a Mars bar, I'd eat myself.
You would drink your own bath water. If he was an ice cream, he'd lick himself. Well, that sounds good. I want to talk about superstitions. Now, the weirdest one I've ever seen, and I'll get people to ring in because there'd be a lot of people that have played a lot of sport.
Mm-hmm.
The ogre. Marco Mealy.
Yeah.
Used to rub Denka rub. Is Denka rub still going?
Yeah.
Denka rub.
Oh, used to smell.
Used
the
to rub
nice,
Denka
it?
Rub in his melon, in his head, before games and that.
What?
Mm. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah.
I know there was nothing there.
But used to get him going.
Get him going, yeah.
Denka rub on the head.
On the
in
head.
His bald head. Just get handfuls of it and rub it in his melon. Yeah.
Incredible.
Could you imagine getting it in your eyes if you were packing in a scrum against
you
him? That was
to.
Probably his tactic.
I only think of one worst place to put it, Block, to be honest. Yes. You want to get yourself going, that'll get you going. Just get down there.
He'd be on fire.
Oh. Be on fire for an hour. What was you'd be quick between the wickets in your batting.
What was that real hot stuff? What was that real hot stuff? 10 times hotter than...
Tiger Balm.
Yes. No. What's it called? I can't remember.
I know what
Tiger
you're talking about.
Burns, if you get in the wrong spot.
Mate. If you got that anywhere near there, wow, you run for 80 minutes easily.
So superstitions. I had a routine. Is this a superstition?
No,
a routine a superstition.
Big difference. Big difference.
Nah, yeah, different. Mm. Sorry.
So my routine, I'd always have to be in there an hour and a half before a game. All right.
What do you do for an hour and a half?
So I'd stretch. So I'd stretch.
You can't talk about that.
Not only the truth, but I'd stretch other things as well.
The only thing I ever stretched was my imagination.
So I'd get in there, I would stretch, look at my notes, go and get my ankles taped, then go and get a rub off the great Bobby Griffin, who doubled up as the bus driver. That's exactly
really?
Right. Yeah. Griffo, and every time.
Can't see why you hurt your quad.
Wait, what is this? So every time... He'd do the old, you know, rub the hemis. He said, turn over, roll over, eh? And then he'd go, your legs have never felt better. He said that to me all the way through my career. Every time he rubbed it, he'd go, mate, you've never felt better.
You'd never look better.
And I'll tell you what, I used to jump off that table and I'd be like, yes, I am ready, Bobby. Yeah. You've made me feel good.
So the notes, I'm interested in the notes. When did that start? And what did you write?
So Sheensy would give you...
Like
plans.
Tip points.
Yeah, and he'd also give you, personal goals, team goals, all that type of stuff. So just to sit there and make sure I was all over it, that was all.
Good student you are, Loz. Were.
Not anymore. But yeah, that was my routine or superstition. So you would have had one. Or did you just go, rip his head off?
Mine was madness. I remember one
day. Did you headbutt lockers or anything like that?
Of course. Yeah. I remember one day we used to have minister, are they priest or ministers come in and the club would have, do you remember the club would have one? And I remember Terry Regan going to the minister one day and said, you know, he's real agitated and he said, Terry, what's wrong? And he said, I think I'm going to kill someone.
You need to bless me.
Yeah, you need to bless me. He said, the game hasn't started yet. He said, yeah, that's why I'm here. I think I'm going to kill someone. But in not so many words.
You weren't thinking of, Metzl, D.P.
Metzl.
Metzl, was that the one Metzl. You were seeing?
Oh, mate, it's 100 times hotter than any. It's like capsicum.
Yeah,
I think it's
like
Metzl.
Oh, it's Metzl. A couple of people are onto this on the text line. 0419 767 272, by the way, the text line. I was thinking, actually, last weekend, Block, those conditions, I mean, you know, they were as difficult as it gets as far as wet weather footy's concerned, but... I mean, you blokes probably looking at it going, well, you should have seen the Steedens we played with and some of the grounds we played on. What were some of the worst conditions you can remember playing in?
The worst place for me to play was Carlaw Park. Now, when the tide come in, did you ever play at Carlaw Park?
I played at Carlaw Park.
I nearly drowned there one day. I was on a footy field. But, the hardest part for me playing in the mud, we played in dust bowls. Remember the grand final, 89, I bring it up again, Loz, was a dust bowl.
Yeah.
Mate, it used to take you 2 weeks to get all the dirt and crap out of your nose and your eyeballs and your
North
ears.
North Sydney Oval used
to
be bad too with the cricket pitch.
I used to love watching people play at North Sydney Oval because, as you said, they had the cricket pitch in the middle and you could see teams... Like going around, no one had run through the middle of the park.
Yeah. And in particular, if it started to get concrete, but then if it rained, it got really heavy and boggy.
But what about when it used to dry and, you know, like sharp bits used to stick up out of the ground? Nothing worse. I remember playing in, I don't know if I've told you this before, we played in New Guinea one day and we were going on the Kangaroos the next day. Mm. I think you were there, Loz. Mm. Anyway, mate, I'll play in the game because I played the year before there and... The ground was that hard and those blokes hit you that hard that you'd got scrapes on your thighs, right? So I play in this game, mate, not tackled all game, just, you know, offload and all that, you know, just trying not to get hit and put on the ground.
Weren't they tough, Block?
Oh, just mate, hard. They were tough. So anyway, hard. We get on the plane the next day and we had to wear suits onto the plane And all the blokes, except myself, because I knew what was going on, they all had grazes on their legs. Imagine getting on the plane to go for 24 hours. And I could see them all picking the, you know, when you pull the, you know, you got the scab on the side of you. They're pulling all their pants off the scabs on the side of their legs. You imagine the pain on the way over.
Mate, it just reminded me of a story when we were in PNG. We had to go to this function one night. I probably shouldn't say tell this story, but
I like it when you do that.
So the roads over there aren't great, all right? And we had to go to this village, and it was sort of winding roads, and anyway, they weren't real narrow, and there was hills and everything. So anyhow, we decided that before we go to this function, we'll get downstairs and we'll have a few beers before we go. So we go down there. So we're leaving at 6. We get down there about 3.
Bozo the catch.
So having a few beers anyhow, we see this bloke sitting over in the corner, and we said, "Oh, you want a beer, mate?" He goes, "Yeah, I'll have a beer." So anyhow, we kept buying him beers for 3 hours. Time to jump on the bus.
He's the bus driver.
Well, you've never been on a more scarier trip, let me tell you.
That's funny. Yeah.
He had the biggest smile.
I bet he did.
Oh, mate, everyone's going, mate, this can't happen.
Hey, Loz, did you wear the same sluggos for when you were playing?
Tried to every week. Yeah.
Hope you washed them.
Washed, unwashed,
dirty, unwashed,
inside out.
Now, what about this text? Hey lads, many years ago I stitch up a young bloke in my cricket team by putting a generous smear of Denka rub in his box while he was waiting to bat. He had more adjustments and weird movements than Steve Smith, one of the best. Now there's a rascal. You can't be doing that.
No. That's overstepping the mark. Oh, leave the cricket protector alone. The rest, go for it. Cut the handle of the bat, do what you need to do, steal their gear, not your protector. Mm. Leave that alone. It's the only thing that matters.
That was a little laugh there, Blocky. What was coming through your mind?
I just think it's really weird putting something down there.
Why do people find that funny, Block?
What about the Poms used to wear jock straps? You remember they used to have those strings hanging out their back?
Don't worry, not just the Poms, we all did.
I never played in a jock strap.
Yeah. We used to wear a jock strap over the top of bike shorts.
What?
You used to wear a jock strap over the top of like bike shorts.
Why? Why didn't you wear it under the? Why didn't you wear it under the?
Nah, because it was because the other thing as well, right? When you get hit in the protector, what you don't want is that on your skin.
Right.
Because then if it splits, your skin gets stuck there. If you got material,
did you ever
in between
split
it,
your protector?
Yes, regularly.
Really?
What about when you look at the protector and those big marks and dings in it? Yeah. And you think,
time to get a new one.
Or thank God,
or get two. mate, 100%. Your box saves your life.
So do you wear? Wear the same box like every test, or did you change your box up? Or?
Oh nah. I got hit a fair bit though, but I used to get hit a lot. I used to inside edge the ball there a lot. It must have been like just part of your technique. You play in front of you, like if you play too far in front, if you get an inside edge or if the ball swings back or seams back.
Why do we laugh?
But yeah,
when
you change it regularly.
There is nothing
funny about it.
Mate, I don't laugh. I wince when I see someone get hit.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Get hit properly, you know about it, that's for sure.
Just back to the warm creams, the Denka rubs, etc. Kirk from Claremont Meadow says, played A grade at Riverston in the late 80s, 90s. We had a trainer, Jim Taggart, who would put Metsol on his face, not head.
What?
Ooh.
And a few other people saying...
He needed medication then. Jeez. He needed medication. You got something wrong.
A few other people saying Finalgan. Was that the...
Yes. It was someone... Yeah. That's it.
That's another
one. Finalgan, yeah. Mate, that was...
Capsulin. That was another
Capsulin.
One.
That was 100 times hotter than Denko rub.
I just love the smell. Yeah. Denko rub.
Steve Blocker Roach joining us now. Block, back page of the Daily Telegraph today. Leek Brooks is the headline there. And Luke Brooks spoke yesterday. And, I think he gave us a good insight into just how unhappy this playing group is at the moment. Then James Hooper came out with the report in regards to Adam Dewey, saying that, essentially, if you don't pick me a 5-8, maybe pick me a New South Wales Cup. That report, but Brooks saying that, he hit out basically at those at the club that have been leaking stories to the media, and that was in regard to you know, the story that came out a couple of weeks ago that he'd been dropped, which didn't eventuate in the end. What have you made of it all?
I just think the joint's rudderless. You know, it's got no leadership at the moment. I reckon they should go and find who the leak is and get rid of him straight away. Luke Brooks coming out and saying all that, it sort of seems to me like he's had enough. Yep. It sort of seems like, you know, mate, I've had enough. I want to move on. How about letting me go? I think he's a good player, Luke Brooks. I just don't think that he's an organiser. I think he's a runner of the ball. And, mate, I think that he tries to do things that he can't do, or they give him instructions to do things that he's not good at. You always got to stick to what you're good at. The club, I don't know where they're going. I sort of think that the sooner Tim Sheens takes over, the better. I think he's got to come out and say, righto, this is enough's enough. Mm. I don't know where Luke Brooks goes from here. And as far as Dewey coming out and saying, I want to play 5-8, I wanted to play 5-8 too, but I wasn't good enough. You know, if that was Warren Ryan or Jack Gibson or, you know, some of the real strong coaches, they'd say, mate, you want to play reserve grade, you play where I put you. You know, that it's a perfect example now and what the problem is there. Mm. The inmates are running the asylum.
And Block,
that's what the problem is.
To me, and we've spoken about this morning, because they haven't got leadership. They haven't got leadership. That's why these stories, and that's why people are talking like that. If you would under Warren Ryan, and I would say under Tim Sheens, and if you're under Wayne Bennett, there's no way in the world you'd come out and say those things.
No way.
You might think
Has Adam Dewey said that though publicly, boys, or has that been leaked as well?
It's been leaked.
See, this is my point. I give Adam Dewey credit. If he's gone to the leadership, the coach or Tim Sheens, and
100%.
had a private conversation, said, you know, Tim, I would prefer right now, I really want to make number six my own, even though I mightn't be the number one candidate right now, if you put me back into reserve grade, let me play my best footy, and I'll earn the right to come up and play in that position. I actually think that conversation, credit to him, if that's how he feels, if that's where he thinks his best football is going to be played, respect to having the courage to go and have that conversation. That's not the problem. The problem is, who else is in the room to leak that information? That's horrible to be reading that in the paper, because it can come across like he's arrogant. Like, we're having a conversation about Adam Dewey. We don't know his tone. We don't know what he's actually said. I'm just going on meeting him a couple of times. I don't reckon he's got a bad bone in his body. He wouldn't be saying it in a selfish way. It would be, this is my dream to play in that number six position. I'll work as hard as I have to earn that right. But now we read about it, you take it another way, you think, hang on a second, players are just dictating where they want to play. Mm. This is the problem with information being leaked, and that's the problem with the Tigers. You're right, Block, and Loz has said it this morning, it's leadership, but it's not just leadership on the park. It's leadership at the club that this club is struggling with, and they need to make changes ASAP. They need to work this out.
But how are they going to sack themselves, you know? That's the problem, you know. I'll say the board that put all these coaches in over the last 10 years and then got given the flick, are they exactly the same people that put them in there?
Yeah, well,
but
maybe
nothing ever happens to them.
Maybe that's part of Tim Sheens' role. You know, the fact he's been around footy for such a long time. You know, someone needs to do it. Someone needs to make the tough call. If Tim Sheens comes out and says he wants the CEO gone, otherwise he's walking, then, you know, game on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where you don't own the team. It's like the Australian cricket team. I used to hate when people come out and say, it's my team as the coach or the captain. It's not your team. It's the Australian cricket team.
Yeah.
West Tigers, like your fans, your supporters, it's their team as much as yours as a player. They're turning up. They're paying. They're supporting. That's the reason you get paid the money you get paid. That's the reason you got a job. It's not your team as an individual, you know, and that's unfortunately for, you know, West Tigers, at the moment, they've got massive issues because the fans and the supporters are disagreeing with a lot of things that are happening around the club.
Yeah, but there's no quick fix to it, too. This is going to take ages, mate.
I agree. But even again, maybe that's Tim. We need to hear Tim Sheens come out and make that very clear. Like, it sounds to me like a lot of us are backing Tim Sheens, so we've got the right person there. Maybe he just needs to have more authority or more pull or more power.
The thing with that is, you know, does Tim want to do it? I don't know the answer to that question. Does he want to take on that responsibility? He came in to start with to help with the pathways and help young players coming through, which is a great thing. You know, does he really want the responsibility now at his age to take on the whole thing? I don't know.
Now, Blocker, one thing we haven't brought up yet is your multi-success. You're one from two.
Was it $13?
$13 and just missed with the last leg the other day. So have you got any sort of advice for your mate Loz on how to sort of get back on track?
Yeah, you know the sign that says daily mail, you know, when you
mail,
do the
daily mail? Yep.
I was trying to get a cross put through that. Get a call, Blocker's mail.
Blocker's late mail.
No, Loz, you're going to have that.
You know, they always say, never give a bloke a chance.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've given Blocker a chance, and he's undermining me.
I've got some news for you too, Loz.
What?
Late breaking.
What have we got?
When Clarkie's off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Mwah.
Are you in, Block?
I'm in, only for one day. Mate, I was so relieved when they said, mate, can you just do
one? Get in there for
a week. No. I would, do you know what? I reckon that would almost be the finish of me if I went for a week at 5:30 in the morning.
So you're a sprinter, not a stayer.
Yeah.
He's an Everest horse, Block.
Yeah, so mate, I can't stay. But anyway. No, Loz, it's, mate, you're doing a wonderful job, mate. You're a wonderful young man. Oh. I've always said that.
Oh, I love you, Blocker.
Hey, what are we going to talk about, Origin or what?
No, we'll get to Origin. We'll do round 17 first. We'll talk about Origin after. So we'll start tonight. The Sharks up against the Melbourne Storm. 4th v. 2nd. Cracking game. This market changed significantly after the news yesterday that Nico Hines and Toby Rudolph have both gone down with COVID out of the game tonight. It was $1.90 each at two. The Sharks at home are out to $2.85, plus 6.5 outsiders with Tab. Melbourne $1.43. Nick Meaney moves to 5/8 with Cameron Munster, of course, on Origin duty. How are you seeing this one, Block? Because Loz and I think that the market movement's been an overreaction. Yeah. What do you think?
I think the big changes. I mean, I have to change my mind now who I thought I was going to win. I thought it was a big chance for the Sharks to recapture some of the form they had earlier on in the season. I reckon they've been struggling. They're playing nowhere near what they were at the start of the year when it was all, you know, new to the coach and, you know, the players were excited and they were playing that brand of footy, and it just hasn't happened for them. I know they've been winning games and they're in fourth position, but this was their big chance to come out and make a statement. I know there's a lot of players missing from the Melbourne side, but I'm gonna stick with the Sharkies. I think they can do it. I think the occasion's that big and they need to prove to themselves that they've got to get a big scalp. I think tonight might be the night for them.
Yeah, I'm in the Sharks camp as well. I would have been more confident if Nico Hines was playing.
Yeah.
But even without him, Melbourne are a very good side and you never underestimate them, which I never would. But I just think the Sharks at home, they're never going to get a better time to beat Melbourne. And I reckon tonight's the night.
Pop.
Storm for me. Sticking strong with the Storm.
I'm with you too. I'm with the Sharks as well at that price.
What about the week before the Storm?
Against Manly. Oh, gee, they were ordinary, weren't they?
Weren't they? Terrible for 60
minutes.
You're
allowed a week off, you blokes. Go but easy.
I would have loved to have been in the dressing room to hear
the spray.
Hey?
Oh,
he would have gone off like a banshee.
Tell you what, the
banshee.
Do you know what a banshee is? It's a ghost.
Explain.
A banshee. A ghost.
Yeah, a ghost. There's a ghost down here on the Wakehurst
Parkway. Don't say it, please. I get scared going to Fisher's Ghost Creek at Campbelltown over that bridge. Hey, honestly, is there?
Apparently.
What sort
we
of ghost?
We spoke about it one whole morning, I remember.
What sort of ghost?
Been there for ages, but on the Narrabeen side, so not the not the seafront.
Don't travel
side.
Down that road.
No,
Blocker.
I'm not. I'm going around. Around the world.
I thought it was all rubbish as well. We had several.
Yeah, the board
quite a
lit
lot
up.
Of text messages and phone calls about this supposed ghost. Anyway, there you go. Knights and the Bunnies. Friday night, Newcastle. Latrell Mitchell, of course, available for South. They're $1.53 favourites. Travelling to the Hunter. The Knights, $2.50 and plus 4.5 at the line. A couple of big ins for the Knights. They've got Jaden Brayley back for the first time this year. Named on the bench. Of course, he ruptured his Achilles in the off-season. And also, Bradman Best is back after he had that dislocated elbow a few weeks ago. What are you thinking here, Block? Because this is just about last year. The Knights could win against the Titans, but they've got to keep winning if they're going to play finals football this year.
I think it's a great comeback from Jaden Brayley to start with. I've penciled him in down the track to be, you know, an Origin player, an Australian player. So it's great to see him back, come back from an Achilles tendon. I don't know. I never had one of those. I don't know how hard it is to come back from there, but the rehabs are so good these days. Bradman Best owes his teammates. You know, we've been talking about the potential of this bloke for a long, long time, and, you know, we're seeing glimpses of how good he is when he gets some early ball and how strong he is. So, mate, I rate him as a player, but he's got to do something for the Newcastle Knights. Latrell Mitchell, great to see him back. I thought he was pretty good last week. I still don't think that he does all that real hard, gritty stuff. I reckon that's what Freddie Fittler and all that would have been looking for. But I commend him for coming out and saying, I'm not ready. I'm not going to play Origin. I'm going to give back to my club, which allowed New South Wales, you know, the time to get themselves ready without all the media hype about whether Latrell Mitchell's ready to play Origin and all that sort of stuff. In saying that, I'm going to go the upset. I love watching Newcastle Knights at home, and the fans will turn out, but I think the Rabbits will get the cash here.
I think this could be a close game, but I'm a bit like Block. The influence of Latrell on this team last weekend was massive. They are without Campbell Graham. There's no Cam Murray this weekend, so I think that weakens them. Obviously, Newcastle without Kalen, but they did the job last weekend without him. I like Brayley returning. Jacob Saifidi's on the bench. Leo Thompson's a good player, so I think Knights stack up okay against the Rabbits, and they are at home, but just the impact and the mindset that Latrell has at the moment, I think his class will be enough to prevail and get the Rabbitohs over the top of the Knights.
Loz, just quickly on second games back after you've been out, you know, you're that excited about coming back and you play, you know, normally you play pretty well.
Second up syndrome?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it certainly can happen. There's no doubt about that. You can be a little bit flat. But I'm backing him to turn up in the same mindset. The fact that he ruled out Origin straight away, he's got his head around building for the rest of the year for South. He owes South. I think he'd be ready.
Mm-hmm. Rabbitohs for me, buddy.
Rabbitohs, bunnies for me as well. Saturday night, Leichhardt Oval. The West Tigers up against Parramatta, and the market with Tab has the Tigers $4.30 outsiders, plus 12.5 at the line. Parramatta $1.22 coming off that defeat to Souths last week. By the way, if you still believe in Parramatta, you can get $3.25 about them to make the top four. They're only 2 points out of the top four. It's a pretty good price if you still think that they're, you know, that way headed towards the back end of the season. They're $13 now to win the premiership. They're out from $8 para in the last fortnight. And a lot of people block questioning their validity as premiership contenders after that loss last week.
It's got to be a mindset for them, you know. Earlier this season, they defeated the Melbourne Storm and also Penrith. So, mate, they know that they can do it. As I said, mindset for them. Regan Campbell-Gillard will be up for a big game after being left out of the Origin squad and the decider. Great to see the Tigers playing against a neighbouring side, a bit of a local derby against the Parramatta team. I reckon the fans will turn out. They'll still keep coming.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon there'll be 16,000, 18,000 there at Tiger Town. A good game for them. But, mate, too much turmoil with the Tigers at the moment. I can't really see them upsetting a Parramatta side that would have been under the pump a little bit after their performance last week. So I'm expecting them to come out pretty strong. I know it hurts me to say it, but I suppose Parramatta will win this one and might win it quite comfortably.
Yeah, I think Parramatta win. I think off the back of last weekend's poor showing, they would have spoken about the fact that they haven't performed against some of these sides in the past, the teams that are ranked below than them on the competition table, and I expect a response. And
Phil Gold in it last time they met.
Yeah, I think they win this game.
Pup?
Yep, unfortunately Parramatta.
Yeah. Hard to keep the faith, isn't it, Pup?
Yeah, mate, it's hard, mate.
I'm with you. Parramatta as well.
It's draining.
The Broncos and the Dragons, 4 o'clock Sunday at Suncorp, and this is a very tight market. Brisbane $1.74, the Dragons $2.10, skinny line 1.5, Brisbane the minus. Brisbane have quite a few injury issues.
Decimated.
Yeah, what do we make of this one? Gee, this is a tough one. You've got Payne Haas, obviously, out of Origin and for the Broncos. No Selwyn Cobbo. He's their due to Origin. Tessie New comes in at fullback. Tamare Martin out with a rib injury.
Geez, you'd be going to the stock of the reserve, Ray, wouldn't you? With that Broncos side, it probably looks nothing like what it normally does.
Well, you still got Oates, Staggs, Adam Reynolds.
He'll be looking for a big one, Adam Reynolds, to come back. Mate, you know what? I really liked the Dragons pack last week. I thought, you know, Sewer and DeBellin and all those sort of guys played some good football. Gee, it's a toss of the coin, this one. You would think, you know, with Lomax and Suli and all those sort of guys that the Dragons might have a little bit too much for the Broncos, an understrength Broncos. So I'm going to go for the upset. I think the Broncos are going to get beat at home here. And the Dragons haven't really been decimated with State of Origin apart from Hunt. So I'm going the Dragons.
Jaden Sullivan in at halfback for the Dragons
as player.
Well.
Good player, Amon's Sullivan.
Amon's a good player too.
Yeah, he's improved out of sight. I just like the look of the Dragons forwards. I think Block touched on it. I don't think it'll be a high-scoring game. I think it could be nice and tight, although it might open up and might be a free-flowing affair. But I just don't see the Dragons putting on a score against the Broncos at home. Forwards win big matches. I'll go for the Dragons.
Game's in Brisbane, Middo?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
I'm going to go the Broncos. Home ground advantage.
Who'd you say, Block?
I said the Dragons.
Yeah.
Upset.
I'm going the Dragons as well. But jeez, this is
a tough one.
Absolute coin flip, that game. Well, they've only done it twice, win a decider in Queensland, 94 and 2005, but New South Wales are favourites to do so for the third time at Suncorp Stadium on Wednesday night, $1.65 with Tab, Queensland $2.30, the Maroons plus 2.5 at the line. So much said about the New South Wales team, Block, but in the end, Burton and Crichton stay there in the centres, and still you keep the two hookers. With one in the 14 jersey being Damien Cook, keeping Talakai on the bench as well, and Brad Fittler resisting the temptation to bring Jack Whiten, who was probably New South Wales' best in game one, and Billy Slater also resisting the temptation for changes, only Felice Kafusi, a forced change going out for family reasons. So Nenai comes in to start, and Tom Gilbert, the impressive young Cowboys forward, comes in on the bench. What have you made of the teams?
I was very surprised that Regan Campbell-Gillard was not brought back in. That's just my opinion. I think he's the best play one front rower in the game.
Instead of McLean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have. But good luck to McLean. I hope he plays well. Good luck to him. But if you're looking at purely football ability, I would have put Regan Campbell-Gillard in there. It sort of stinks to me about. Maybe he didn't fit in with the team. Do you remember when he left Penrith and went to Parramatta and all that sort of stuff? I don't know what sort of outcome that it would have had on the team as far as, you know, the connection there. The turning point for me in the State of Origin series so far, and I reckon it's going to come to pay again, was Nathan Cleary coming to the left-hand side and the little grubber kick through and the understanding of Matt Burton to pick that ball up around his toes and score. Now, as soon as I saw that, I went, do you know what? Combinations in Origin. And this is a team of basically a heap of Penrith players that have played in big games, grand finals. Now they know what it's all about. The decider, Loz, will be able to tell you how hard it is to win up there in Queensland in a decider. I can tell you one thing, there won't be any sin binning of any Queenslanders in this game. It sort of comes back to the pack a little bit. It all depends on the 10 metres, you know, whether Queensland get off their line and, you know, they really have to put pressure on Nathan Cleary if they had to win. And the other thing they've got to do, Queensland too, is to stop the back five of New South Wales. If you had a look at the yardage that these guys made on kick returns in game two, that really set the platform for New South Wales to attack. It'll be a hard ground. If the 10 metres is real and we get a fair shake and the penalties are even, we get a fair shake of the ball. I think New South Wales got too much attacking power for them and too much understanding. So for me, I think New South Wales will win and Teddy Tedesco to be the man of the match.
What are your confidence levels, Loz?
If it wasn't in Queensland, it'd be extremely high. The fact that it's in Queensland worries me a bit. But I still look at this team and exactly what Blocker has said. The combinations are there. I think that if they go in with the mindset, let's start again, rather than we're just going to carry on from what happened in game two, let's build our game, let's play a fast-paced game, let's kick, let's chase, let's do everything at speed, I think they just wear Queensland out.
Mm.
But if Queensland start to get a bit of possession and they're allowed to jump early and things like that, I think that it could unsettle us because that's what happened in game one. I think when they lost momentum of that contest after 20 minutes, we were a little bit unsettled. But I just like the fact that when we find our rhythm, when we start fast, we control the ball, our attack is much better than what Queensland is.
We look more settled in attack. I think the Queensland, and Munster's a great player, don't get me wrong, but I think they look to him a little bit too much, where New South Wales have got a few more strike players. And I think Burton, and the coolness of his catch and pass too.
Mm.
Cherry Evans comes up out of the line on that right hand side and gets in front of Blake. So I just think they can pick him a little bit to pieces on their right defence.
Yeah, and you look at Tedesco getting in just through the middle. The longer the game goes, the more explosive he is and the more dangerous he is through the middle. He really tests out, that middle for Queensland. And I thought they got found out in game two, their forwards. And I know they had to do a lot more tackling. I understand that. So fatigue helped New South Wales.
Mm.
But they wore them out. Mm. They just wore them out. And in the end, they couldn't move. And they were missing their assignments in defence, those Queensland.
And how quickly did Nathan Cleary sum it up? Mate, they were going out the back a lot of the time in the first half, and then all of a sudden, as you said, fatigue set in for Queensland, and he changed the way. He just went direct. He scored a couple of tries, and Luai scored a try through the middle. They just summed up what was going on in the game and just changed it in an instant. And I thought that was pretty good in game two.
I saw even the King, Wally Lewis, quoted in the Courier Mail today. He's urged the Maroons to target Nathan Cleary, even indicating conceding a penalty for a late hit could be worth it in the 80-minute long run. Wally said it was a task he set Trevor McGillmeister back in the day
to
cause havoc with the opposition halves.
I don't think you can do it anymore. No.
You know, I think if you're giving away penalties, and it's not going to worry Nathan getting taken out early unless he injures himself, but, you know, I don't think that's going to worry him. New South Wales get 2 points. They're going to try and limit the amount of opportunities that New South Wales have. They're going to try and win field position battle. Queensland can't afford to get caught down their own end. And they're going to have to be brave, Queensland, I reckon. I reckon they're going to have to be brave and move the ball from inside their own 20. If they start going one out against New South Wales, trying to ruck the ball out, I think New South Wales just gobble them up.
Lodge, when you were coaching New South Wales and you were playing up there in Queensland at Lang Park, Suncorp Stadium, did you worry about penalty counts before you even went there and also the 10 metres?
No, not really, because I used to always say just test the ref.
No, but I'm saying
it's Origin, different rules. This is what I'd be saying.
Yeah.
It's Origin, it's different rules.
You've got to adapt.
You adapt on the run, but again, you test the referee. So you test him in the tackle.
Yeah.
If we give away a penalty early, well, so be it. But we need to know what the markers are.
Mm.
We need to know where the referee stands.
And if you get away with it, just keep doing it.
Just keep doing it. Yeah. And same with jumping early. It's a bit like your markers as well.
Mm.
You know, stand with a bit more depth. Don't get too close to the play of the ball. Stand with a bit more depth. If in doubt, take a step back. Mm. You know, maybe get to someone's side at marker so you're not actually square. Just to test it out to see what he's going to allow, and then we adjust from that. Because if you want to be too nice and play by the rules at times, and they aren't, well, you're going to be on the receiving end of what you think is bad refereeing.
And that's where Cameron Smith was.
And that's
so
where
good.
They were always good. And I think New South Wales found out in game one.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened in game one. They didn't adjust to what Ashley Klein was doing. Ashley Klein was allowing more leeway.
Mm.
But we were playing like an NRL game where we were just jumping off really early and they were taking their time in everything and testing the referee, which was smart play by them.
No one here is tipping Queensland, are they? Clarkie?
Nope. New South Wales.
Yeah, no way. By the way, this text. Morning, gents, with the love in the room. Did Block and Loz ever have a heated moment on the playing field with each other? Wise Owl. No. Sending that one through.
No. I couldn't catch him. What are you talking about?
I didn't go anywhere near him.
Hey, they were doing that two-pass spread. Yeah. I'd run around like a chook with my head cut off.
I remember one day, I don't know whether the blocker remembers it, and I think it might have been the grand final.
Ooh.
I remember playing Balmain at the Sydney Football Stadium, and I was going in to get strapped. And I remember walking past Block in the tunnel, and he was eating an orange. And he just growled at me. He sort of looked at me and went, yeah. It would have been about 18 or 19. And honestly, I walked past him. I went, oh, please don't run into him today. That is a true story. Oh, you're eating an orange in the tunnel.
Sure, it wasn't a
mandarin. And you just stared at me and I was walking past you and I went, oh, I'm scared.
You shouldn't have been. I couldn't catch you.
Hey, not too long until you have to get that alarm ready, Block.
What?
When the pupster goes to Europe,
keep that seat warm, Block. Keep it warm for
the pupster. How long is he going for?
3 weeks.
It's a summer holiday camp. You're kidding.
You're allowed 4 weeks a year, right?
Are you?
My job's no different everyone else's.
Is it written in the contract that you can go mid-season?
Not sure I got a contract. It's a one-day-at-a-time.
Well, you might need to go on holidays for 4 weeks.
It's a one-day-at-a-time contract.
Blocker, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Good on you, Blocky boy.
Now, time to upgrade your washer or dryer. We'll get a bonus Bingley gift card up to $200 on selected laundry appliances now on at Bingley. Great service, great brands, great value, now available in-store and online at Bingley. Better living every day. Bingley, delivering the goods for 65 years. Shop online at bingley.com.au.